The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not the scripture say that the Christ will be born of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members, who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we not only have our good Dominican sisters here, but the third order of Dominicans in the diocese meets in our parish at least once a month. They're here as well today. And I'm not going to preach on St. Vincent Ferrer because I don't know a whole lot about him. So the sisters always get mad because I never preach about Dominican saints. So I go out and I buy a book this last year on St. Vincent Ferrer. And it was one of those books that's so flowery about the saints. I just couldn't get into it. So I promise the sisters next April 5th, if you can find me a good biography on St. Vincent, I will read it and preach all about it. St. Peter. When our Lord says to the apostles, "Do you also want to leave?" He says, "Lord, you have the words of eternal life." Right? Where would we possibly go? And we hear the guards today, the guards of the scribes and Pharisees say, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." You know, and even today, when we hear our Lord's voice in prayer, when we receive a word from him, it penetrates our hearts so deeply that if it is really he who is speaking to us, that word remains in us the rest of our lives. We can go back to it again and again. "No, I know our Lord said this to me." Right? I can trust in that. It can change our lives completely. One word spoken by him. And then you wonder, how could others who lived with him, who heard him preaching, not respond? Right? How could a heart become so hardened that it is blinded to the truth? You remember the life of Saint Bernadette. And it's greatly depicted in the movie about her life, if you've never seen it, where one of her sisters, she enters the convent, and here's this young woman who's seen Our Lady. This older sister, she wants nothing to do with her. Here this young sister, everyone thinks she's so great. She mistreats her entire life. Well, that sister, later on, 20 years go by, however long, and she realizes she's been entirely wrong about Saint Bernadette. Saint Bernadette is close to the end of her life. And this sister realizes, oh my gosh, she is the saint that everyone thought she was. She said, "I've been so jealous that I could not see the truth." I remember a priest one time went to Pope John Paul II. And he said, "Holy Father, I'm really struggling with my faith. And I think I must leave the priesthood because otherwise I'm going to lead people astray. Do you have any advice for me?" And he said, "My son, go to confession and your blindness will be lifted. There is a sin that you have never confessed, and because of that sin, you have been blinded to the truths of the faith. Jealousy can blind. Sin can blind. For the scribes and the Pharisees, maybe it was their pride or their arrogance or their fear at losing their position. My brothers and sisters, we were made for the truth, and our Lord longs to give us the truth. But we must ask for the grace, Lord Jesus Christ, if I have any blindness in me, if there is anything that is preventing me from knowing the truth as you desire, allow me to see that I might be set free.